this age of decline, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adumuju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limits of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adumuju for the Word of His Grace.
The life capital. I am not talking about state capital. That's not what I'm talking about this morning. Capital. If you want to do business, you need capital. Is that not so? We all need capital. The reason why many lives are grounded is because they don't have capital. You see some people, why haven't you started? I don't have capital. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, speak to us. You have given us the capitals needed for life, for godliness. We ask that you will open our eyes, steer up our spirit. Send your word to us and let your word accomplish your purpose. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So capital is necessary to do business. If you want to do anything, you need capital for that business, for that activity of yours. Capital is the accumulated goods devoted to the production of other goods. The goods I have gathered, I have accumulated to produce other goods or to earn or produce great income. That's capital. Accumulated possession to bring in income. We all want income. Income is what we call result. Income is what we call profit. So, the goods I have accumulated, the possession I have, accumulated to give me income. It's what capital simply is all about. What have I set apart? What I've been saving? I've been putting money, saving 20% of my resources, of my income, putting it aside as capital for me to do business. So it is the goods, the possession you have accumulated to get other income, to get other possession. So accumulated possession, calculated to bring income. That is what capital is. That is about business. But what about life? What are the capitals needed to do business or trade in the life market? You've heard the Yoruba say that aye loja. Someone, have you heard that before? What is aye loja? What is aye loja? Life is what? Shout hallelujah 3 times. Life is a market. So we are all here on assignment. So that was why Jesus told the disciples when he was going back, occupy till I come. In other words, do business till I come. So what are the capitals? What do I need? Don't just sit down there and say, I have no capital. You've not started the business. I have no capital. Why are you not in school? No capital. You wanted to run a program, but no capital, no money. Don't forget, it is the goods you have accumulated to bring in other goods. Or to bring in income. Capital. It's a major thing. Everybody is talking about capital. Everybody needs capital. But capital, what are the capital? What is or those capital? I want to talk about five, mention five, and then talk about one or two. There are five basic capitals necessary to bring in the income of success or great accomplishment in life and destiny. And for our purpose this year, capital needed to bring in greater glory. What are these five capitals? Number one, spiritual capital. Number two, I'll just mention them and then come back. Number two is relationship capital, strategic relationship. family and friends, strategic relationships. Number three, praise the Lord. I will talk more on number two. Number three is intellectual property, intellectual capital. Talking about concepts and ideas. We may not have time about that today. Number three is physical capital, your body, your health. Then number five is liquid cash, financial capital. Somebody say amen. All right, so let me start with the spiritual. I mentioned that a little bit, and then talk more about relationship. And because today is Family Thanksgiving, and we talk about relationship. Spiritual capital. Man is a spirit being. You are essentially a spirit. Of course, you have a soul. You live in a body. And that's why we say man is a tripartite being. A three-in-one being. Unfortunately, we pay more attention to our body than to our soul, and then we relegate our spirit completely. But the real you is a spirit being. It's a spirit being, and you came from God, and that spirit is going to go back to God. But the one that will remain on earth, that is not going anywhere, is this body. When it dies, when this body dies, it decays. There is nothing in this body other than corruption. Corruption. And that's why when a man dies, what happens to his body? A few days, one day, 2 days, he starts decomposing. That is who he is. That's who you are. That's who I am. Dust. But unfortunately, we pay so much attention to our body. We clothe the body. That is not bad. We feed the body. That is not bad. We decorate the body. That is not bad. But what is bad is that we neglect sometimes our soul, and majorly we neglect our spirit. And it is the greatest capital, one of the greatest capital you need. Man is a spirit being and must therefore build spiritual capacity to trade or to do business in the market of life. In the market of life, you need spiritual power. And that is why some people are betting naked on the streets. They want power. That is why some people are carrying sacrifices. They are putting sacrifices at different junctions looking for power. Power. And you need to see the way people are looking for power. Crazily. I saw a video of politicians of one party in Ghana. And they invited, well, I don't know. He looked like a pastor because two things. He wore white and he wore a chain with cross. And he carried a very long sword. Very long sword. And he was calling politicians one by one. And this person, he put a cloth down, and you will stand on the cloth, the politician, and then you will hold the sword, and you will raise it. And this man stood aside, and he will give instruction. Say loud and clear, I, he said, hi, you mention your name. I make an oath that if I betray or sell our party for money in this forthcoming election, may him die, may his firstborn die. May him. Just because people want power, position, and privilege, they can do anything. So you've got to build spiritual, and don't forget, I have told you, there are either of two ways by which a man can succeed. Number one, you can join a secret court. Number two, you can remain in the secret place. They that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. And I have told you before, some few years back, I got a call from someone, elderly. She had Junoju near. Is that Junoju? And then my culture. Good morning, sir. Yes, you see. Oh, Pele. Yes, sir. So whoever can tell me Pele must be my superior, whether in age position or ranking. So, yes, sir. We thank God for what God is doing in Lighthouse. We can see. I said, thank you, sir. Ah, we give glory to God. I said, thank you, sir. He said, but once it is happening like this, there is something we need to do, you need to do, so that you can move to the next level. There is something you need to do. So, call me and let us see, and then I will need to tell you, we need to show you the things you need to do to move to the next level. Trust your pastor. I said, thank you very much, sir, for your interest. I said, I'm glad that you recognize that God is doing something already in Lighthouse. I said, sir, do you know where Lighthouse is now? I didn't know how he got there. So, the next level you are talking about, I don't have to know how it will get there. The person who brought this will take it there. I will appreciate if you don't call this number again, sir. Thank you. Praise the Lord. That is an invitation. Oh, Nini Shoro. You know, if a man has problem, all the ideas people have introduced him to, we start coming back to him. We start coming back, and he say, do I do this? Do I do that? Do I do that? I have made up my mind. I have vowed and I lifted my eyes to the Almighty God, that whatever God cannot give me, may I never have. Anything God cannot do, may it never be done in my life. Power! Spiritual. So, what are we saying? If you are going to do business in the market of life, you need to be spiritually strong. So what do I mean? You need a strong connection and a strong relationship with God. It's a matter of necessity. I don't need to plead with you. This one that they are begging you, accept Jesus. Please, don't accept him. This one that they are begging you, pray, please, sleep, play. Don't pray. It appears all you think that there is something pastor wants to get by asking you to pray, by asking you to come to service, by asking you to come for covenant renewal service, by asking you to attend school of the spirit. You think there is something pastor wants to get? No. All I want to get is to have people who are spiritually strong, who are spiritually standing, not puppets, not gullible people, who will do whatever they've been told to do without touching the scriptures. A pastor wanted to do... Do you have bottle beer? Coke? Fanta? Or water? Oh! Hey, yummy! I want to... Bottle, thank you. No, I don't. That's your bottle. It's Coke. Actually, Coke, you need. Stay, son, stay. First week, son, daughter, don't sit down. My son, he wants to prosper. And he's coming for impartation. And the pastor asked him to bring Coke, drink, and Fanta. I don't have any problem with Coke and Fanta. Once in a while, I take it. You want to prosper? The pastor opened it and pour it in the service. Every church member queued up with drink, and he was pouring on their head. I guess if you were a Yoruba man, you would say, "Biko kise dwa yi amad, dwa yi amad." One day, so thank you. That one is even good. What about the one who wanted people to do deliverance, to cast out evil spirits, and said they should drink the toll? And he was giving them the toll to drink in the service. Yes, now. I don't want gullible people that will be tossed to and fro by every slight of doctrine. I don't want you to be moved by any doctrine. That is why I'm crying. You must be spiritually strong. You don't need any prophet to tell you what is about to happen or what has happened or what. You don't need no prophet. Liars! Liars! Giving you things, asking you to do this, to do that. No, sir. Relationship. Coming. So, strong connection with God. Strong connection with God. You do that. You see, in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9. Very quickly, media. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse number 9. And we also look at 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. I can't see the scripture. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. Esther chapter 6, verse 13. Now, 1 Chronicles, you are too slow for me this morning, and I will ask that you improve. David talking to his son. Look at what he said. And thou, son of man, my son, know thou the God of thy father, Maloro. Know God. Now, look at what he said. You must know that God for yourself. He is the God of your father, but you must know him for yourself. When Sister Amos was sharing testimony, she started by singing. Olorun adoloju emi ma ri ise owo re olorun she sabi oju two times then she said olorun 1930 Pastor, what did I say? I said I was born 1969. So yes well look at my life. I am one happy go fellow person. I make myself happy. I don't need you to make me happy. I make myself happy. And I crack jokes out of everything. There's nothing I don't play with. Know thou the God of thy father and serve him. Let me tell you, neighbor, know the God of your father and serve him. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. For those who have been coming for Ezra Project, you should know that. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now, let me show you something. In Esther chapter 6, verse 13, the book of Esther. That's why I told you that you need this strong spiritual relationship. You need strong spiritual connection to be able to do business in the market of life. Nínú ọjà ayé yìí kó o lè ná ja ayé yìí, o nílò agbára ọlọ́run, o nílò ìbáṣepọ̀ pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run to trade in this wicked world. It's a wicked world we are in. It's a world we are a neighbor. So the tithe of another neighbor. The neighbor said, take care of my daughter. Help me watch, look at me, my son. Help me watch him. I want to quickly get to the market. So this woman called the neighbor. Neighbor, I have to urgent call you. It's okay, don't worry, leave my boy in the shop. And then she stole the baby. At least motives of my pay motivity fill at the shop. So took the boy away and sold him for 1 million naira. Aman told Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends, everything that had befallen him. Wicked me. Professor, evil will befall your enemies. Is that a good prayer to pray? Evil will befall your enemies. So, Aman told Zeresh, who is Zeresh? His wife. And then he told all his friends the thing that had befallen him. Then, look at what his friend and his wife said. Then his wise men and Zeresh, all of them, his wise men and his wife, they said unto him, maybe they said it as if they are reciting a poem. If Mordecai be a seed of the Jew, before whom you have begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but thou shalt surely fall. If this man is a seed of the Jew, if you are a seed of the Jew, if you are a Jew by relationship, not by birth, but by covenant relationship with Christ, he is not a Jew, he is a Jew by birth. He is a Jew, the one who has accepted Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. That's a spiritual Jew. If you have that connection with God, then you can do business in this market. In this market where there are enemies who have been digging pits for you, and you don't even know. One record to see that you owe them. So you need spiritual capital. If you are born again, somebody shout it, I've got it. Your spiritual life matters. You build up your relationship with God in prayer, in fasting, in the studying of the Word of God, in coming to church like this, not only on Sunday. Your spiritual life matters. Number two, capital to do business in this world is strategic relationship. Your family, your friend. Strategic relationship. Family and friend. You must celebrate the people in your life. Your family. But unfortunately, let me speak to families. We know how to celebrate people outside. And we relegate people inside. We know how to show courtesy to people outside. Men. We are quick to show courtesy to people outside, but not at home. Women, we are fast to need that to greet everybody outside. Daddy Ekaro, sir. Pastor, my pastor. But your husband at home, you disrespect him. You know, I will not come and sleep in your house. I'm not Paitowa. You know, remember Paitowa? If you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, you come and sleep in your house. I don't have the anointing. I don't have the grace. I do not envy it. Respect your husband. Don't talk to your spouse anyhow. When the chips are down, you'll be left with your family. Your friends can leave you. Your followers can stop following you. Have people not stop following you on Facebook? They have unfollowed you. Your husband. That's the beautiful thing. Fight! The first time I traveled for long, my wife was around and she kept calling me. She asked me, you miss me? Or you miss my trouble? My only a trouble you get anymore, miss. Is that what your wahala? That's what I am missing. My daughter is experiencing the same. What will you eat? I don't know. Go and think. So one day she told me, I'm not your wife. What do you want? For me, warning. You know, 30 days of power. Once I eat by 3 p.m., that's all. And so after the prayer, you know, I would have spent energy to pray. I won't be able to eat because it's late. But I can take tea or take small pap. So I told her, let me do small pap. She said, okay. So she prepared the pap. And after prayer, she just went to lock her room and slept. So I was looking for Ungonogbe pap if you got anything to you or not. So it now dawned on me that she's not your wife. You know, my wife will wait till I finish. Hey, get here. Your daughter cannot be your wife. If you like, call your boy, your firstborn, my boyfriend. He can never be your boyfriend. He's not your husband. If you like, you're just deceiving yourself. Obinika mawa mulolo do ensi odi aye. One man, Pastor Matthew, Sabi. Why did you say, is there something you know that I don't know? Sweetheart, is there anything? Celebrate the people in your life. few things you need to do about this relationship. Number one, you must manage your relationships well. Manage your relationships well. Now, when God gave Moses the prescription for the building of the tabernacle, God told him to build three compartments, or rather, three levels. The outer court, where everybody and anybody can come to. The outer court, that was why they were buying doves and changing money. Somebody say outer court. Then that is the only place where sacrifices and other things are offered. And there is the Holy of Holies, where only the high priest enters into once in a year. So how many levels? Outer court, the holy place, Holy of Holies. In the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, crowd always followed him. Somebody say outer court. Then he had the only place consisting of his disciples and apostles. Somebody say holy place. Then he had the Holy of Holies, where he admitted only Peter, James, and John. What is that saying? You must properly maintain your circles of influence. You must manage it well. You must not make the mistake of bringing somebody from the outer court into your Holy of Holies. What about here again? So manage your relationships well. In your Holy of Holies, whether you like it or not, your family, your husband, your wife, your children, they are the ones that see your nakedness. They are the ones that see your vulnerability. You are vulnerable to them. I can pretend to you that I don't fast. I mean, when I'm talking, can I just fast? No, even if it is depressing is not, I will use time. I will hold it. If it is not holdable, I will release it small. At least we are up to four here. So, all of us will be wondering, But you are now wondering, who can it be? Ah, could the Jeremy and his two of these? Let me start with them all. Amen. But in my house, in fact, we can do competition of fasting. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So one day I just raised my leg, boom! And my son said, well done. I didn't know what he went to eat. He just came back and said, Daddy! Your only place. Manage that relationship well. The husband and the wife, they were both naked and they were not ashamed. Manage it well. This one, you are treating your wife as if she does not exist. This one, you are treating your husband as if he does not matter. Change it. Stop it. Stop it. Your husband is your king. He's your prophet. He's your priest. Your king because he is the provider for the home. Your priest because he's the one interceding and praying for you. Your prophet because he's the one that gives direction to the family. He's the priest, he's the king, the priest, the prophet. Your wife, treat her well. So manage that relationship well. Don't bring someone from the outer court to your Holy of Holies. Don't make the mistake. Those who say go to a club. You met someone in the, at the club. And it's your now inner court Holy of Holies friend. I want to tell you something about myself. You are finished. You must be careful. Look at your neighbor. Tell him, I'll be careful. All right. Manage those levels of relationship very well, and the Lord will give you wisdom. Let me mention some points as I leave. Note this point. There are rules that you must understand. Every living thing must contribute its quota to staying alive. Speaking generally, every living thing must contribute its quota to staying alive. To stay alive, man, you inhale oxygen, you exhale carbon dioxide. Even the trees, they take in the carbon dioxide that you exhale, and then they release oxygen that you inhale. So man is contributing, plant is contributing, or plants are contributing for survival, each other's survival. In the same way, in marriage, the man, the woman must contribute for the survival of that home. In your relationship, my friend, both of you must contribute. Every relationship must be a symbiotic one, must be mutually beneficial. Not that one person is contributing all of the time. One person is contributing all of the time. No! Contribute to your relationship. That's important. Number two, no burden can be born alone. Nobody can bear burden alone. Numbers chapter 11 verse 14. Numbers 11:14. Nobody can be born alone. Look at what Moses said here. He shouted and said, I am not able to bear these people alone because it is too heavy for me. There is no burden, load that you can bear alone. We get more done with others than alone. What did I just say? We get more done with others than alone. John chapter 4 verse 1 and 2, or verses 1 and 2, Jesus baptized more people than John the Baptist. But eventually we realized that Jesus himself did not baptize. It was his disciples. You get more done with others than alone. It is teamwork that makes the dream work. Synergize. You have that Dr. Leia told us he was inviting the choir, was it? Or rather, praying for those who got the married couple. He said he takes agreement, quoting Amos chapter 3 verse 3, to work together. Can't you work together? Said they agreed. Takes agreement to work together, for two to work together. It takes agreement. And in agreement, you must understand you need patience with people. You need patience. You must be patient. It is a major duty of relationship. Patience. If you are married, be patient with your spouse. If you are not patient with your husband, particularly the newlywed, you will just be fighting every day of your marriage. You have to be patient. My wife called me minister for health because everything must be neat. Exceptionally neat. There must be no dust. Everything tidy. Everything must be well arranged. If I close my eyes, I know where my key is. I could take it with a closed eye. Anything I want, I know I organize. Then I got married. My wife, who is doing a man's job, I've gone to site. In fact, traveled to Akure. Worked, site, construction going on, and then travel back same day. And they just threw her back somewhere, her shoe somewhere. And then the minister for health now came. And I raised my voice. And I was angrier. And my wife will now tire you with, Emma Bino. You know, only men can relate with this. There's a way Emma Binu will not be Bieninu. When it is Emma Binu, you know, and they will say it with emotion. And they mean it too. What is Emma Binu? Don't do it again. Okay. So when that person said for a while, man, don't give yourself high blood pressure. I just overlook. The one I cannot pick, I overlook. I say, "Moya Jebereni." Then the children now came. So you need patience. Patience with your friend. You have to be patient. Don't rush, don't jump to conclusion. Don't conclude about anybody too fast or too soon. Number next, never allow people or things to break you. Hello? Don't allow people or things to break you. Don't allow anybody to, don't allow anything that anybody has done or may do break you. If you are broken, you are broken. Life ends if an egg is broken from an outside force. If broken from within, life starts. Did you get that? Life ends if an egg is broken from an outside force. If you break an egg from outside, life ends. But if an egg is broken from within, life starts. Every great thing starts from within. Starts from the inside. That you must remember that. Every great thing starts from the inside. I have told you patience is the core duty of relationship. Bow down your head. I'd like you to talk to God this morning. And I want you to ask yourself, am I in any relationship with God? Have I accepted Jesus as my Lord? That's a starting point. And there is no need to beg you. If you are here this morning, you know you are not born again. You have not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. I want to pray with you. Lift up your right hand. I want to pray. I want to be born again. I want to be born again. Lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. Thank you. Stand to your feet, everybody. And let's pray. You need this capital, your relationship with God. Relationship with people. I want you to lift your voice and pray, Father, help me to successfully trade and do business in the market of life. Let me succeed. Let me excel. Let me not fail. Lift your voice and pray that prayer.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Jimmy Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Jimmy Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Ajua Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lives. God bless you. Real good.